I'm definitely the heifer and you're the hog.
No, I'm the heifer and you're the hog. Okay. You've just been given a loan. You have to start a gym. But there's no weightlifting allowed. What's the gym? How are you getting people in shape if they're not allowed to lift weights, Gregory?
Humping.
A humping gym. You're just going to be...
humping.
It's good. It's good cardio, to be honest.
It's the only heart cardio humping gym.
It's only cardio humping gym.
What are you going to call it?
Hump.
Hump. There it is. You could have called it like Orange Theory.
That's already a gym.
I know.
It's called Humpin's Gym.
Hump Theory.
Hump Theory.
Hump Theory with Greg Kennedy.
Now you.
I'm inventing a gym, and what is in there are many wild animals that are very hungry. And you go in there and you run for your life.
This is what we talked about last episode.
No, that was a circus.
We didn't talk about a circus last episode.
No, we pitched a Olympics. What Olympics? An Olympics, but the thing is bravery. And then you and I just ended up doing a lot of animal-related gladiatorial events, basically. We invented the Roman games.
Drop it.
Drop what?
Drop it all. Drop that ass.
Drop that ass. Drop what? What do you mean? Drop? I'll drop something. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Jesus, sounded like you're doing good. Yeah.
I'm good.
If someone ever asks how you are, you just answer as aggressively as possible.
Good.
How's it going, Greg?
Really good.
Now ask me.
How are you?
Good.
See?
Yeah.
It's believable.
It's believable. Everyone believes us now.
Everyone now believes that we're fine.
And then you, because I said it, it means it's true.
Hear he.
I'm fine.
I happen to be fine.
A town crier in the middle of town being like, hear ye. I'm back, bitches.
And the town is just like,
hear ye. I think I'm over Jessica.
Get a job.
Hear ye. I had a one-night stand last night. I hope she calls.
Okay.
You didn't like that riffs at all.
You weren't willing to go there with me.
Well, because we're back in ancient times and you're fucking talking about hope she calls. I got taken and transported back into the studio.
Well, then she calls. She just steps outside and she goes, hear ye.
Okay.
Where's the boy from last night that I plowed?
All right, we're back.
And then he goes,
here I am.
And then he presents his
trinkets.
Ass trinkets.
Here's my ass trinket.
Check it out. Drop it low.
What would you do if you saw a dragon?
If I saw a dragon, but I would really try to befriend it for power. I'd be like, I'm going to be your friend because I want to be the most powerful wizard in the land.
But you're not a wizard, though.
If I befriended a dragon, you would call me whatever I wanted you to call me.
Name it.
Wizard.
The dragon.
Oh, the dragon?
Name the dragon.
Moose Jr.
You come up with some of the most unoriginal names.
I thought that was funny. I named him Jr. after my cat.
Why would you do that? Because you already have a moose.
Well, my cat came first, and I will only be calling my pets Moose from now on. That's actually pretty funny.
You have all the words in the entire world, and you just pick Moose 2.
Moose. This is Moose. This is Moose Jr. This is Moose the 3rd, 4th, 5th.
Moose 2.
All right, fine. What would you name your dragon?
Hornwing.
That's terrible.
Mine is at least comes with heart and feeling.
Hornwing. Come to me.
You there. Oh, Hornwing, you're such a good dragon.
Hornwing.
You named me Hornwing.
He likes it.
You piece of shit.
It's also a non-binary dragon.
You have declared that or he came out to you?
He told me.
They.
In the nighttime.
You piece of shit.
Oh, I already forgot.
If you misgender a dragon, you are fucked.
I already forgot that their gender.
Misgender a dragon, they're going to light you right on flames.
Who, the dragon or the townsfolk?
The community.
The community doesn't care.
The non-binary community cares.
There's not. They didn't exist back then.
What is happening?
Back in 1325.
That's when you were born?
When the dragon was afoot.
Do you think that there were ever dragons?
Yeah.
Like, because not to be a conspiracy podcast all of a sudden, a lot of cultures think that there are dragons. They're like a universal almost.
I don't even think that we started on Earth.
Go on.
I think that we were sent from another planet.
It makes sense to me.
Why is that unbelievable?
Most animals are, we don't blend, we don't really fit.
We are the outliers.
Every other animal, like,
they're doing stuff to benefit the universe, and we're here like, why not care if we shit right here?
Yeah, yeah, it makes sense. We don't seem like, we seem to be murdering the planet, and that doesn't seem like any other animal is murdering the planet.
Cool, if we build a cement thing, and all the animals were like, what the hell, cement?
Would it be mighty fine if we hunted you to death? What do you think about that?
Mm-hmm. That's chill.
Yeah, when do you think we came over?
So long ago.
And then we, like, crash landed, lost our history, and then began anew.
Well, I think that we had, there was more of an advanced civilization
before.
Don't even get me started.
I would love to get you started. Let me rev you up right now.
You gotta take me to the shop. I'm broken.
Oh God, he doesn't sound right. Something wrong.
There's smoke coming out of his ass.
Oh. My booty crack. It's a flame.
I want to know what that goddamn pyramid is on the Antarctica.
Antarctica. Do you know what was it that? It was like Buzz Aldrin tweeted something really weird.
About Antarctica?
Yeah. You remember that? Uh-huh. It was like something like, they are evil. They are watching us. And then he tweeted that mountain in Antarctica.
Yep. He went to Antarctica.
Buzz did.
Yeah. He went there and then he tweeted that.
Really?
Yeah.
He had a good trip, sounds like.
Decent trip.
Yeah. Every time I go somewhere, I'm like, they're evil. They're watching us. Iowa was lovely.
You see the massive anomaly that's
in the ocean?
Swimming underwater after the eclipse?
Yep.
Godzilla.
Mm, you think Godzilla is back?
Well, I think that there's some really crazy frozen shit in Antarctica.
There's no doubt about that. I love a conspiracy theory. Do I change my life because of a conspiracy theory?
Yes.
Fuck no. I do love the entertainment. Some people are clearly crazy. There was one of the coolest conspiracy theories. Maybe I've talked about it before, but a bunch of Russian scientists discovered like an octopus underneath the ice and it just murdered the fuck out of them.
Yeah.
And then it like escaped.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just out there.
Good.
It's awesome. They like went down there, tunneled in there, and then some animal that's been trapped in the ice that's hyper intelligent just murdered all these Russian scientists.
I don't know if we talked about it before, but there's all these old pirate maps with a continent on there.
Yeah.
That is not on any of our maps, but if you look at it like the right way, it looks just like Antarctica.
Oh.
And it shows that it basically was not it was not always
ice.
It was a regular planet or a regular
Interesting.
And then that makes me think, too, that, like, again, advanced civilizations, maybe something was on there that somebody made it an ice planet.
Maybe they nuclear wintered themselves down there.
Exactly.
Ah, that's what you're thinking?
Maybe.
I would like us to become a conspiracy podcast, but we don't do any research.
I refuse to do research.
We're just kind of like, one time I saw something earlier and read a headline, and then it changed my zone, man.
I read the titles of articles, and I'm like, yeah, I got it.
Yep. I read titles of articles and be like, actually, one time I read this thing that says differently than what you said. How many words did I read?
Eight.
What? We said eight at the same time.
Antarctica has got some crazy ass shit.
Comma, bitch.
That's nine.
I don't care.
Nine.
Come on.
It was done.
All I gotta say is before I die, some shit better go down.
The eclipse, there was rumors that was gonna be the end of the times.
Yeah, well, that was something. Like, I usually like buy into all that stuff and like to kind of do deep dive. There's been eclipses Since the beginning of time.
The eclipse has always been linked with, like, the world is going to end.
Could you imagine being back in the day when there's no news, there's no, like, you're not a scientist, and all of a sudden... A planet starts going in front of the sun. Think about all the all the people that just started killing random people.
Well, you like the thing is you can't.
My bad.
Sorry, freaked out a little
after,
bit
after it leaves.
It was day, and then it went night all of a sudden.
So I thought that I had to do some sacrifices.
Thought
I didn't
it
know.
Was going
to
be a free for all. Thought the world was over. I had some things on my mind.
Question mark.
Had a bit of a nefarious to do list.
I just think it would be so funny. What?
I gotta kill something.
That's a fun sketch. Write it down.
I don't have a pen.
It's in my brain. I'll never forget.
I'll never forget that. Certainly. Also,
and none of you do it.
The thing about it in ancient times is, and now we aren't able. We're able to see the eclipse through like weird glasses and shit. But back then, the world just went dark.
Yeah.
All the animals started freaking out, and then it was undark again.
And then they looked up. And there was a full-on black hole around
but you can't really
the sun.
You can hardly see that.
If it was a full eclipse, you can look up at it.
Yeah, you're right.
And they're probably like, what? In tarnation.
Tarnation's probably one of the first words they said. Is that you sorting people?
That's them slicing people's heads for no reason.
What is that? I got some things to do.
Run.
Run.
Killed 20 people, didn't know what that was. Got a little scared.
In my defense, I didn't know what that was. I freaked a little, I will admit. It happens, right?
I think that we could all just move on.
Can all agree that was a bit rash of me.
And those that were slain will not be soon forgotten.
They probably were thinking the world was ending just like me.
Can't just say that, man.
Couple of them came at me.
We won't forget what you did.
No, yes, you will.
Run. Kill that man as well.
That was another eclipse. I don't know.
Take my fat ass back to time. I want to go back in time.
What time?
Medieval times.
And?
I want to take soap.
Uh-huh.
Just for me, though.
Check this out.
No.
You don't tell anybody?
Just smell good all the time.
You're the cleanest man there is, and everyone else is foul.
God, I wonder what they stank like.
Booty? Crotch?
Crotch booty?
Crotch booty pit hole.
Oh.
Yeah. On a combo of that. Have you smell? I took a bus from here to Columbus, Ohio, because I am crushing it. And
that's a hack joke, by the way.
What, the bus thing?
What you just did.
Yeah, totally. I know.
You know how many people start their comedy sets off? They're like, so I was just in blank, 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 Idaho because, well, my comedy career
because
is going
my career
great.
Is doing amazing.
Yeah, I know. I did
you just fucking...
You just did fucking hack stuff on our podcast.
I've been a hack.
God damn it. I'm sorry.
I took a bus because, well, that's where my career's at.
Yeah, well, I took a
bus. Lie next time.
I took a bus because I am rich.
This makes it worse.
Hey, dude, I appreciate you honestly checking me on that.
Yeah, you needed to be checked.
Yeah. Hackery will not be tolerated. But I took a bus. Honestly, don't mind the bus. Fun bus. I love the bus. It means I get to drive without driving. It's incredible. There's no pressure. I get to just chill on my phone. But at one point in the middle of Ohio, one of Gregory's favorite groups of people got on the Amish.
Yay!
And they smelled what
delicious.
Could only be described as medieval. They smelled medieval as fuck.
Absolutely delectable.
It was a scent. It was certainly a scent, and they got on there and like, ooh, blush and schleim, yeah, get on here, then we will. Look at all of our hats. Ooh, don't worry, we brought 3 screaming babies.
Don't worry, we don't like technology, but the bus is okay.
The bus carriage will do. Ooh, what a big horse carriage. Where do you hide the ponies?
Where's the ponies? I've told this has 1,000 horses pulling it.
Well, some people also drove them, like 2 folks drove them. They must have been like neighbors.
Mennonites.
No, like neighbors, maybe?
Well, Mennonites can do that stuff.
They can drive? But they look like you and I.
No, there's like an Amish
Amish light.
Yeah.
Called Mennonites.
Yeah.
Amish light.
And they could ride roller coasters and stuff.
Was that one of the central tenets to them becoming Mennonites?
The amount of Mennonites I've seen riding a roller coaster.
They saw a roller coaster and they're like, we need a separate religion. That is incredible.
You know what's so funny? So they're always at Cedar Point in Ohio.
Okay.
And they're the only ones that when they ride a ride and when they get off the ride, the people in line start cheering and clapping for them.
You did it!
And they're like, oh, oh, I think I just rode a
dragon.
I don't understand what happened. Let's do it again.
The Mennonite.
That is so funny. Do Mennonites dress like Amish, kind of?
Yep.
Okay, so that's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. We have to do a separate thing than the Amish because
they're riding around
a roller coaster.
They're riding around Ohio. They clearly saw Cedar Point.
And they're like, we got to break away.
Guys. Town meeting.
Gather around.
Town meeting. Okay. There was a civil war inside the Amish community.
Roller coasters are super divisive. Okay. Obviously, we all know about roller coasters.
Listen, it's clearly that the older, stupider Amish people aren't going to understand.
The old ways say we can't ride these things. I say we do, Jebediah.
We branch off and make our own similar religion where roller coasters are allowed.
Oh, that's so good. That's so funny. The Mennonites.
I hope that's what it's called.
We simply require a bit of vertical fun accelerated through centrifugal force. I want to be upside down once a year.
All right, I'm Googling something for the first time that we've ever...
The Mennonites. I know what the Mennonites are.
Unlike the Amish, Mennonites are not prohibited from using motorized vehicles. In addition, Mennonites are also allowed to use electricity and telephones in their home. Yeah, so they're the roller coaster, the roller coaster nation.
Oh, man. Amish people are hardcore then, huh? And Mennonites are like, yeah, I want multiple wives, but I got to go to Cedar Point later.
Imagine building a house, riding into town on your buggy, getting a bunch of groceries, and then trying to call the night. And then your dad's like, by the way, I think we earned a little break.
Turn the buggy around.
Tomorrow, when we wake up, we're going to ride winged. What did I? Horn wing. The dragon.
Tomorrow we're going to go ride Moose 2.
Moose 2, the dragon ride.
Oh, man. Well, that was really fun, Greg. Love a good riff.
Do they have guns?
Mennonites?
Yeah. Or no, like Amish people.
Yeah, because that's not like electricity.
Dude, it would be really fun YouTube video. Because I'm a YouTube pranker now.
Oh.
I just decided.
Okay.
To just kind of.
Well, I hate that about you.
Run through an Amish community screaming.
Screaming what?
What could I scream? What you say is true. What you say is true. They're here.
Who's here? Who's.
You know, just don't ever elaborate.
And then they're like, well, that was a strange man.
He must be. From the road.
You see, Ezekiel, the outside world is dangerous and strange.
They're coming. If I could just do that, run through an Amish like community yelling, they're coming.
And they would be like, what language was that?
Do they speak English?
No, German for the most part.
No.
Yeah?
No.
Google it again.
No, I don't want to.
They speak German. It's true.
It's true.
It's the Trufenschleim.
Oh, God.
What?
I would throw it all away and become Amish.
Do you know about Rumspringa?
Yeah.
Did you ever see any Rumspringsons?
I don't know because they're in plain clothes.
Question for you about the word Rumspringa.
Uh-huh.
Does it sound...
English?
English to you.
I just thought it was they're drunk And he was like,
I think it's like a German word for like let loose and go ride a roller coaster.
I think the guy was drinking rum and like his spring was coming. He's like, go on and see if you like it. Rum spring.
Nope. Incorrect indeed once more.
My grandpa's getting crazy. Well, he is 56 years old.
One of the oldest men this village has ever seen.
Spring is sprung, spring is sprung. Rum is fresh, spring is ramp.
And then that's how the tradition started. They're like, oh, it's just rum springer.
Rum springer. Oh, yeah, no, they're Germans. They speak German. I learned that from The Office, I think.
Oh, because he's...
Dwight Schrute.
Dry Broom.
Dry Room.
Dry Room.
Bling Blang is a Amish man of some kind.
What's his... Mose.
Mose.
I guess Mose is Amish, huh?
They're like bordering, you know? They're
they
like...
must be Mennonites.
There may be roller coaster Amish. Oh, man.
We've informed people today.
Really, really love that we taught lessons today, Greg.
Amish people stink, but they are... fans of roller coaster.
I'm loving it, dude. I went to Fort Wayne Zoo once, and there were a lot of Amish people in there too.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
I live near Amish country in Ohio.
Oh yeah, Amherst.
It's like 45 minutes away.
I'm on that same bus trip that I took. I bought Amish. Raw milk, chocolate milk.
Yeah.
Was feeling self-destructive that day.
Did it make you sick?
Dairy doesn't do kind things to my 32-year-old bungho.
You're only 32.
Only 32.
God damn.
How old are you?
35.
94. You're fine. You're one of the youngest 35-year-olds alive.
Yeah, I know. But only because of the sacrifice.
Did you sacrifice?
My sacrifice.
What did you sacrifice?
Young boys.
Dear Lord, Greg. You got to sometimes slow down, playboy.
I don't think.
You got to think before you say
nope,
stuff.
I refuse.
I will not.
First words that come to my mind, I let it out.
I should have worn that sweatshirt today.
No.
Yeah, we should have worn matching hoodies.
Me and Chris have the same hoodie.
Yeah,
shout out to the Comedy Cabin.
Comedy Cabin rips.
That's in Wisconsin.
That comedy club is a great time. We're going to do it again sometime. Aren't you going to be there soon?
Yeah, I'm headlining it now. No big deal.
What are you headlining there?
None of your business.
Good plug.
Don't even think about coming in.
Don't even think about it. Greg and I are also going to be, after this podcast, he doesn't know it, but we're going to be talking about going back to Cleveland.
That ain't happening.
And Denver as well.
No.
Denver is on the books. We're going to be back in Denver in October.
We won't be doing either.
Yeah, we'll be there. You'll see. Everyone will be like, whoa, ho, 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 it's magic.
We won't be doing that.
I'm gay. I'm sorry. Sorry about that burp Greg did.
I'm falling apart.
What's wrong?
I just don't got it no more.
You don't got the sauce no more.
The sauce has left me.
Well, it's hard to build back after we do such a great mid-podcast riff.
Yeah,
Mennonite Roller Coaster is going to be tough to beat. Also, that's the name of this podcast, this episode.
Damn.
Right?
It has to be. You already said it out loud.
Yeah.
If I change it now, and then people are going to be like, why wouldn't he?
Our thousands of listeners will riot.
Oh, yeah.
They will not be coming to our Cleveland show.
You actually are all banned.
Yeah. If you come to the show and say, I listen to the podcast, be prepared to get swung on.
I kind of want to do a Christmas show in Ohio if I go back.
All right.
For the holidays.
All right. I'll come to your family's holiday parties.
No, it could be like early. It could be like, it doesn't have to be like.
Like December?
Yeah.
Early December?
Yeah.
Nice. I think that's a swell idea, Tre.
And I think like I would host it.
Yeah.
And then maybe it's like a variety show.
Cool.
And I think Santa comes.
Who's Santa? Who's playing Santa? Who would you suggest play Santa Claus?
Oh.
You piece of crap.
I think that
it'd
be
like young Santa.
I think it'd be funny if you came out as Santa and people aired out their grievances with you.
Back in 94, I said I wanted a tricycle. You gave me a bicycle.
What if we kill Santa during the for the show, and then
I am playing Santa
at the end of the show? You come back unscathed.
Can't kill Santa
because magic, and then it brings everyone to have like Christmas magic. Because we tried to kill you and you couldn't die.
That's what Christmas magic is in Cleveland.
Oh, and then maybe we have Jesus come and challenge you
to a duel.
He's like, "It's my birthday.
It's my birthday. And this motherfucker's taking all my juice."
Who's playing Jesus?
This is not me.
Yep. All right. So that's it. We're doing Jesus versus Santa once
Christmas
for
show.
All Christmas show in Cleveland. It's going to be more wrestling thing than comedy show. Let's find a wrestling venue in Cleveland.
Oh my God.
And do like a comedy show at a wrestling venue.
Wrestling ring.
Is there a ring in Cleveland?
They do amateur wrestling in Lakewood.
That's where we're doing it. Lakewood, Ohio. I almost had like a Trumpish moment there. You're like, it's in Lakewood. I was like, and of course, it'll be in Lakeland, Ohio.
Lakeland,
Iowa, where Greg's from.
A pro wrestling themed Christmas show where
Santa
the main
Jesus.
Event is Santa versus Jesus.
And it's you and I.
We could have,
and it's not wrestling, it's a real fist fight.
We have Rudolph versus the Abominable Snowman.
Perfect.
We can have an elf.
Mm-hmm.
Versus
another elf, just because
at the same weight class.
That's the same weight class, and we're inviting what's his face.
Then we can have Marv versus what's the other guy's name in Home Alone?
Joe Pesci.
Marv versus Joe Pesci.
Yep, I like that too.
Dave Schramm.
And then we'll
have
the
Joe Pesci.
And then we'll have the Culkin brothers fight as well. Culkins. Oh, they can be the elves.
The elves.
They're pretty short.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a big celebrity event.
Yeah, yeah. The Culkins will both be there. We're inviting Kieran and McCulley. Please come. You'll be elves.
And also going to have
he's not blanking at all. He's doing fine. This is part of the riff.
Oh, God.
This is good. He's not. He's thinking of it.
A Christmas tree versus a dreidel.
My God. God, that was a big letdown for how long we waited.
Oh, God.
What's the last one?
And then we can have...
We didn't require a last one, but I want to see him struggle.
We can do...
Here he goes.
Oh, God.
Almost time.
Oh, God.
Here comes nice and smooth.
Here comes nice and smooth.
Here comes nice and smooth. Out of my big dinky, I've just cummed all the smooth. Coming smooth is one of the grossest things I've ever said. I'm so sorry.
Imagine if a woman said that to you after you came.
It's so smooth.
Oh. Oh, whoa. Oh.
Sorry. Sorry about all my riffs, guys, and one lady listener.
I got to be honest. I don't know what else to say. Goodbye.